certainly appreciate the humble prayer, and as Brother Mark prayed, it's always comforting to know, no matter how feeble our efforts, that we are attempting to speak to people that love us and that love the Lord, and that have assembled with the earnest desire to praise and honor Him. And that definitely makes it easier, but I need the Lord's help to be able to speak to you tonight. I'm going to make an effort to only be before you a few minutes. I spoke this morning from Luke chapter 17. I'd like to go over that same passage again tonight and just make a couple of the points that I made this morning. Luke chapter 17, verse 11, we read an account of Jesus Christ's encounter with 10 lepers. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourselves unto the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." Now, as I said, I was given instruction earlier this afternoon that if I was called on tonight, that I would not speak very long, but to speak quickly and give way. So I'm going to, and the instructions didn't come from your pastor, by the way. But what I'd like to notice is, although there were 10 lepers here that Jesus encountered, only one took the time to come back and thank Christ. You know, leprosy was a horrible disease. Leprosy is not so much a disease that we hear very much about in this day and age in which we live. Thanks to the miracles of modern medicine, leprosy is very treatable. It's something that's hard to contract, fairly hard to contract. You have to come in contact with someone that has the disease. And even then, there's no assurance that you'll catch it. But in biblical times, this was a very disruptive disease. If one was to contract leprosy, they were to come before the priest. If they were even suspect of having this disease, if they had sores that would not heal, open wounds, they had to come before the priest. And the priest would make the judgment whether or not this man was actually infected with this disease of leprosy. And if it was determined that he was afflicted with this disease, he would be declared unclean by the priest. And he was cast out of the community. He was exiled. He was basically excommunicated. He could no longer associate with his friends and loved ones. He could no longer worship in the temple. He was forbidden from encountering anyone. And as it says right here, these lepers could not even come close to Jesus and ask for help. They had to stand afar off. They were unclean. They were defiled. Leprosy in the Bible is a picture of sin. It betrays our condition as men, simple fallen men, our depravity. We're defiled from head to toe. We're sick with this disease of sin. And it basically causes us to not be able to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. It drives there's a division there between a sinner and a thrice holy God. We're no longer allowed to have a relationship with Him because of this disease called sin. Leprosy is a picture of sin in Scripture. But Jesus Christ has mercy upon these 10 lepers. And in verse 17, Jesus asks this question when the one returns to give Him thanks. And He says, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Now, Jesus Christ is not asking this question because He doesn't know where the 9 are. He's not asking this question because He is surprised that only one came back to give Him thanks. Jesus Christ is God. He's the God that The prophet Isaiah speaks of. He says, there's none like unto God. Our God declares the end from the beginning. There's no surprises for God. He knows everything. He's omniscient. So when Jesus Christ, before He ever healed these 10 lepers, He was fully aware that after He healed them, 9 of them were going to be ungrateful. 9 of them would not even take the time to come back and say thank you. And the thought crossed my mind, if I was in that situation and I knew that, would I have went ahead and healed all 10 of them? Or if I had the ability to help 10 people, and I knew before I helped them that 9 of them would be completely ungrateful and wouldn't even say thank you or give me the time of day, what would I do? Thank God that God is not like me, or He's not like man. God is merciful, is He not? Jesus Christ is merciful, even to the ungrateful. All 10 of these lepers were healed. Only one of them came back and gave thanks. But Christ goes on, He says, there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And He said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now that that term there, thy faith hath made thee whole, that is translated from the same Greek word that is translated to save in many places in Scripture. There's a salvation, this man, this tenth leper that came back to Christ and gave Him thanks. There's a salvation that he experienced that the other 9, I don't believe they experienced. There's something that this man saw at the feet of Christ when He was giving Him thanks that I don't believe the other 9 were blessed to see. There's something this man saw, much like the publican in the next chapter of Luke. You know, we find the account of a publican and a Pharisee that went to the temple. And the Pharisee, he felt like he was righteous in and of himself. And he was praying with himself and thanking, says he was thanking the Lord that he wasn't like other men. I personally think he was just having a conversation with himself. But the publican couldn't even lift up his eyes. He was so weighted down with his sin, this disease of leprosy, this disease of sin. He felt so burdened. That sin weighed so heavily upon him that he couldn't even lift up his eyes, but just smote upon his breast and said, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Scripture says that man went home justified. And I believe this man that came back and gave Christ thanks, all 10 of them were cleansed. All 10 of them, as far as the picture goes, leprosy and sin, these 10 men were cleansed by Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people that are cleansed today of their sins by the blood of Christ. The shed blood of Jesus Christ on that cross cleansed many more people than what come out on a night like this to give thanks to Christ for what He's done for us. I believe that's our desire here tonight, is to come out and to offer our bodies a living sacrifice and to give Him thanks for what He's done for us and to try to praise Him and honor Him. And I hope that when we do these things, just like this man here was blessed to see, Christ will say to us, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. There was a wholeness that tenth leper experienced that the other 9 didn't get. And there's a wholeness for the child of God when we diligently seek to serve the Lord as we ought to and to give Him the proper thanks for all that He's done for us. There's a benefit. There's a salvation. There's a wholeness, that a justification by faith that the child of God that's in that capacity experiences that the vast majority of God's children don't experience here in this life. It's a blessing for us that we have here tonight that we take for granted very often. I thank God that He's merciful even to the ungrateful, because so many times in my life, I'm not grateful like I should be. There's many times when I will beseech the Lord. I'll go to that throne of grace. I'll go to that throne of mercy, and I'll have a problem in my life, maybe a sickness or something that I've just made a complete mess of. And I ask the Lord over and over and over to please deliver me from this situation or bless me in this situation that I'm encountering. And maybe I beseech the Lord 5 times, 10 times, 30 times, however many times. And then when the Lord blesses me or delivers me from that situation, how many times do I just forget to even say thank you, Lord? Or maybe I thank Him once, a half-hearted thank you. So many times I'm not thankful either like I ought to be, and I thank God that He's merciful. But that's just because God is merciful. I don't want to be ungrateful. I want to try to be grateful and thank Him in the manner that I ought to. I appreciate your kind attention.